Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the very powerful scripture of the book of Genesis, chapter 12 and verse 1. It says, "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee." Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, the two parts to God's go are going from and going to. I repeat that. The two parts to God's go are going from and going to. Abraham's home was considered the place to be, setting out for ancient Mesopotamia. All the trading wealth from around the Mediterranean had to travel through Ur, and it was a place of immense affluence, trade, education, and technology. One author very beautifully writes and says, "The first written legal code that began civilization was there in Ur. So it would have been a hard place to leave, especially if you're going to Canaan." Now, Canaan was unsophisticated, unrefined, and underdeveloped. No one who had enough money to live in Ur, the great center of civilization, would move to Canaan. And here is the point. You must trust God with your future when the path He has called you to take does not look like the obvious one. But if you're willing to go, you will discover that God has blessings in mind you never dreamed of. He told Abraham in verses 2 and 3, "I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed." Wow, what a beautiful promise. My dear brothers and sisters, the reward God gives you will always be greater than any sacrifice He calls you to make. Now the question is, has God called you to go, but you want to stay? Is He telling you to stay, but you want to go? Now here is the good one. Here is the score. If you trust and obey God, you will never regret it. And that's a guarantee. So I would encourage you today, are you hearing the voice of God? Do you have the confirmation of His Spirit in your mind? Are you governed by the truth of the Word? And is the Lord leading you? If the Lord is leading you, please obey, either to stay or to go, because that's where your blessing lies. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have granted unto us. Lord, when we sit with your word, you give us these lovely blessings, the depth of your word, the revelation of your word, the knowledge of your word. Your word is deep, and we can keep diving into it to get those pearls of wisdom that your word grants us to. Lord, I thank you. I bless you for Abram's life, that he obeyed the call, left the land of Ur, and traveled to a place that was not that great in the eyes of civilization. I pray, give us that grace, O God, to understand the call of God in our lives, to obey the call of God. either to stay or to go. You will give us that grace. Help us to identify, help us to recognize the voice of God, that we will, O Lord, subdue the voice of our carnal nature. We will subdue the voice of anything else that speaks into our ears, O Father God. And I pray that we will overcome any challenging situation by the leading of the Holy Spirit. Lead us, O God. Today, Lord, I lift up your flock into your hands and give them into you. Lord, they are yours, precious to you. Lord, perfect everything that concerneth their lives in the name of Jesus. Bless them. Be with them. Uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. I send forth your word of healing into your bodies, into their bodies, that by your wounds and by your stripes, they were healed and made whole. We vow to give you the praise and glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.